This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, we're in the studio with Gloria Myers, who is a charter member of Tellers of Tales Tucson. Welcome, Gloria.
Oh, thank you, Ava.
Could you tell us about Tellers of Tales and how you came to join this organization?
Oh, sure. Well, Teller of Tales was founded in 1979. I was just a baby, but I had recently graduated from the University of Arizona in theater production, and I was working under a CETA grant, which was federal funded, to work with the Ododo Theater, which was a local African-American theater. And during that time, we would go to the schools, we would visit schools, and as a cast, we would tell African folktales and African-American folktales. Well, when the Ododo Theater no longer existed, I still had a lot of stories that I wanted to tell. And I met a woman named Sheila Cundy, and she was the founding mother of Teller of Tales. And I didn't realize at the time that there was professional storytellers. And I joined the organization, and I have been a member ever since.
When we met, I hadn't realized that there were professional storytellers either.
We have professional storytellers, novice storytellers, as well as story listeners. So you don't have to be a teller to be a member of Teller of Tales. You can come in and listen. But most people, when they come in, even if they say, oh, I'm not a storyteller, I don't have stories to tell, after a while, they realize they do have stories to tell.
I wanted to ask you to tell us about a story that really impacted you.
Well, one story, it's actually my favorite African folktale, and it's called The Princess of the Full Moon. And the reason that I was so attracted to this story, even though I was an adult when I read it, was that it was the first story that I had ever read or heard that had a black princess. You know, growing up, you know, with Disney, you know, the princess and the queens were always peaches and cream complexion and long straight hair, and I just couldn't identify with that. But when I read this story, it was a magical story. It opened up a new world for me, that there is, you know, a whole world out there. You know, you live in Arizona, you live in one place for a long time, you're not really aware of what's going on in the world. I find that I didn't realize growing up that there were so many African-American cowboys and African-Americans who were inventors. And I work in a school, and it's really not being taught. I think a lot of it, the information is still not being taught. When you get into African-American history, it's, oh, there was slavery, and there was George Washington Carver, and there's not very much else that you hear even today.
Absolutely. Would you like to invite people to the Joe Hayes concert on April 6th?
I would. I would love for people to come out and hear Joe Hayes. Joe Hayes grew up in Arizona. He went to high school in Benson, and then he came to the University of Arizona, and he did his student teaching at Pueblo High School, which is my alma mater. And he also taught in Sunnyside School District for 6 years before he moved to New Mexico. So come on out to the Unscrewed Theater, and it's at 4500 East Speedway.
And there's also more information about Tellers of Tales and links for buying tickets at tellersoftalestucson.com. This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.